The governor of Manus province in PNG is calling on Australia to take immediate action to remove the remaining refugees and asylum seekers from the island. It comes as refugees report about 50 people have self-harmed or attempted suicide in recent weeks. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
And one person in East Lorong will refuse to eat and four in Hillside.
Six in Hillside.
A small group on Manus Island is documenting an increasing number of self-harm attempts among asylum seekers and refugees.
It is a real tragedy and it's out of control.
Refugee and author Bruce Buchani is among them.
So far, about 50 people attempt suicide and self-harm in Manus Island and some of them in Port Moresby. So far, five people transferred to Port Moresby. And right now that I'm talking with you, at least eight people are, they're keeping them in isolation.
In the most recent incident, a Somali man had to be briefly hospitalised after setting himself on fire. Additional police are on the island responding to the self-harm incidents. Manus Governor Charlie Benjamin says something needs to be done.
They don't want to be here. In Australia, you have to take responsibility. You just have to move them to wherever you have to move them.
It's been almost 6 years since the asylum seekers were first brought to Manus. Some refugees have been resettled in the US, but the Australian government says those who aren't accepted will have to remain in PNG. Mr. Benjamin says he thought the men would have all been processed and moved on by now.
Unfortunately, that is not what is happening. And unfortunately also, they also do not want to stay in Papua New Guinea. And that makes it even harder.
He says he wants to see immediate action from the Australian government.
Definitely, I will be raising it with the new Prime Minister, Honourable James Marape. And we will, I'll get him to talk to the Australians.
The governor says the onus is on Australia.
PNG government can do much. And Manus can do much.
But Mr. Buchani is also appealing to PNG's new prime minister.
Hopefully that the new prime minister be brave enough and smart to do something. And we expect that.
Australia's Home Affairs Department didn't respond to Governor Charlie Benjamin's comments, but in a statement said it continues to work closely with the governments of PNG and Nauru to ensure transferees are provided with appropriate health and welfare support services. It said the Pacific International Hospital, which provides health care for the men in PNG, has a dedicated mental health care facility. This is Natalie Whiting on Manus Island for AM.